Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What is going on, 49ers fans? I'm your host, as always, never this late, especially on a Saturday. But there's so much conjecture going on. You know, it's funny because, one, I want to say thank you to everybody for always reaching out and DMing me and emailing me, because I can tell when stuff blows up. All right, it's time to jump on. So we're recording this at 7:45 Saturday night. Just trying to get everything out that we can about Debo. So apparently the news of the hour is that Debo and the Jets are apparently willing to offer the number 10 overall pick in this year's draft for Debo. So that's what I want to talk about. We're going to get to the ins and outs of this. We're going to talk about, should they, if they do, what would that look like? Should they hold for more? What are the 49ers options? What is going on here? So Matt, thank you so much for the gift. He says, we will be okay regardless of the outcome of Debo. 100% correct. Debo on the Lions or Jets will not end well for him, faithful forever. Here's one thing that I can tell you. Debo has the leverage that people keep putting on Debo's side. And again, I'm always on the player's side, okay? So let me understand that. I'm 49ers, no matter what, whoever's on our team, if we go to it, whatever, don't care. I'm a 49ers faithful. However, I also love seeing people get paid, and I love seeing people, you know, reach what it is that they want to do. Debo has no leverage. Zero. Absolutely none. Zilch. And people are like, well, he doesn't want to be here. Yeah, okay. How many people don't like their jobs, right? I put on there, I hope I don't get in trouble for this. I put this on Twitter, like, guess what? I don't want to spend time with my in-laws, but I'm still under contract with my wife, and I don't really have a choice, which means I get to spend time with my in-laws. They're amazing people. I love you all if you're watching this. Also, subscribe. Probably not subscribe, actually, in-laws. You guys, let's just keep it professional, family relationship only. But that's the sad reality, okay? Debo doesn't want to play for us. Awesome. Still has a year left on his contract, and if somebody offers a king's ransom, then I'm fine with it. I'm not one of those people that, like, I don't think that you have to hold him hostage or anything along those lines. Now, what he's putting out there on social media and then deleting it, then putting out there on social, then deleting it, then putting out there and then deleting it, I don't think it's really helping him. You know, the agent that he has and AJ Brown have the same agent. They're trying to turn the fan base against the team to apply pressure to get what it is they want. It's not really working out that great so far. So let's say Debo says, you know what? I don't want to play. Okay, guess what? He's got to play, or this year does not accrue under the new CBA. There's no holdouts. There's no Le'Veon Bells, which even Le'Veon Bell offered his advice to Debo, encouraging him to basically, I don't know. It didn't really make much sense. He even misspelled Debo, which was hilarious. You know, as a player who lost $14 million and left that on the table, I would not want to take advice from that person, but it does seem to be heading that direction. But again, back to this. Debo gets $4 million this year on the rookie scale. Like, there's nothing to do about that. If he signs an extension, that could go up to whatever the 49ers want to pay him, 22, 25, whatever, it doesn't matter, million a year. He's leaving a lot of money on the table. And so if he wants to play out this last year, guess what? The 49ers can franchise him next year, which would be about $22 million, maybe even more. Let's say salaries keep going up. The 49ers hold the leverage here. They could trade him to any team in the NFL that they want to. Debo has no say. Now, where Debo does have leverage is, let's say the Lions want to trade for him. Debo could say, hey, Lions, if you trade for me, I am not signing an extension. So go ahead. I'm not signing an extension. Then Lions would be like, all right, never mind. But whenever you're looking at the Jets with Robert Saleh, right, and with LaFleur, who's coached him before in the past, it makes sense. Younger town, it's East Coast. We don't really know what it is that Debo wants or doesn't want. The only thing that's been put out there is that he doesn't want to play running back, but even he hasn't said that vocally. He's spoken through agents and through Instagram people and all those different things. Like, it's so like weird what it is that he does want. So let's set that aside for a second. And I know it's a very convoluted issue and there's so many different ways to talk about all this stuff. Here we go. No way, Jose. I don't think Jets will give up anything else. So if the Jets are offering pick 10, just pick 10. All right, let's talk about that. And let's kind of see what those options look like and what that means for this team. So real quick, before we jump forward, they already tried and whiffed to get Tyreek Hill. And what did they offer for Tyreek Hill? Well, they offered 2 seconds and a third. So number 35 this year, which is the third pick in the second round, which is still a high pick, and number 38 in the second round, which is the sixth pick in the second round, and pick 69. But they wanted back a fourth pick, a fourth rounder. So that's what they offered, and they lost. They lost that one. So if you look at it from that standpoint and you add up all those picks on the draft trade chart, guess what? That equals about the number 10 overall pick. So the question is for the 49ers, would you rather have one swing at the bat, a top 10 pick, or would you rather have all those other things just because that's what the Jets have offered so far? Now, for those of you that is saying, that are saying, oh, well, Tyreek Hill is more productive and he's had more all pro years and, you know, he's done it for longer and all those things. Well, guess what? It's not the same. Why? Debo's younger. Two, Debo has that 1 year left on the rookie contract still that will help spread out all the cap on this new extension deal. That's why everybody does the extensions in the fourth year of a rookie contract or in the fifth year of a first round rookie contract, because you get to spread that out. So if you're paying them, let's just for simple numbers, let's say you're paying them $25 million a year for 4 years, right? Well, obviously it doesn't work out this simply, but I think it proves a point. That's going to be 4 years of a $25 million cap hit. And again, I'm oversimplifying here. There's lots of details and nuance, whatever, but just hold on. So instead of that 4 year extension for $25 million a year, $25 million cap hit a year, really it's a 5 year extension for $100 million. And now it's only $20 million cap hit a year. So you're alleviating $5 million cap hit a year. You couldn't do that with Tariq because he was on the end of his second contract, which was backloaded on top of that. Same thing with Devontae Adams. So that's why this is a different caliber deal, which will be more attractive to the team that would be acquiring him, because you get that little bit of a year buffer to spread around. You can backload it, front load it, spread it, even whatever you want to do there. You can always, you know, do crazy things. But also on top of that, they have a lot more money than the 49ers. Now, the 49ers could extend him. That's been budgeted for. Theoretically, and again, everything we say is hearsay right now, Debo told the 49ers, don't even make me an offer. First it was, you know, they lowballed them. Then it was like, well, they haven't offered. They told them to wait. And now now the word on the street is, he told them, don't even make an offer. So it's all weird. So I keep wanting to redirect. Let's look at the practice of this from a draft standpoint and draft capital standpoint, okay? So back to the 10th pick. First off, the question would be this. Would you prefer the 10th overall pick or, and I want you guys to throw this in the chat, okay? So put 10 if you want the 10th overall pick, and we're going to go past this, and obviously this isn't going to, you know, answer every question, or would you rather have those three picks? So put 10 or 3 in the chat for me. You want the 10th pick or do you want those three, the 2 second rounders and the third? What would you prefer? Because if you look at the Jimmy Johnson trade chart, which is just a reference point, they're about equivalent price-wise whenever you're looking at draft capital. So number 10 overall, or do you want three swings at it with the number 35, 38, and 69 pick? And again, whenever I look at draftings, top 50 is a big deal to me, because especially here, I'll use this. And, you know, if you guys are one of the few people, I shouldn't say few people, it's quite a few people. I'm loving this. I'm seeing 10. A lot of people want 10. I'm loving this. 10. I'm seeing some good stuff. Seeing three from Nick. All right. And so, you know, it seems like there's a lot of people in this chat that are even, you know, back and forth on this. So if you're one of our Patreon subscribers, first off, I want to say thank you and just for giving us the opportunity to kind of do all of this. I loaded my draft book, the Draft Companion Guide, over there. And so if you support us at any tier level, whether you're just a friend of the show, which is $1, whether you're Frank Gore, which is $8, you get access to all the videos, or if you're a Jay Rice tier, which is $20, you get access to everything. And we have our Zoom hangout tomorrow. We're going to be jumping on Zoom, 4:30 Pacific Standard Time. And we're going to hang out. We're going to talk, you know, mock drafts. We're going to talk Debo. We're going to talk Draft Crush. It's going to be a blast. It's my favorite time every month. So if you want to participate in that, just type in 49ers Patreon in Google. We're the first one that pulls up. You can join, check it out. And as soon as you do join, you get my full Draft Companion book. That is, I think it's like 70 pages with the big board, 200 players ranked, all that stuff. You get it as soon as you join. So if you join and you don't like what we're offering, you can cancel, money back guaranteed, keep the Draft Companion. That's yours, just as a way to say thank you for trying to support the podcast and checking it out. I understand it's not for everybody. We put out a lot of content over there, but maybe there's something over there that you would like. So head over to Patreon and check that out. But let's look. Okay. And obviously you could trade around, you could do all those things and up and down and whatever. Let's look at what that draft haul would be on my big board. Okay. I ranked 200 players. So let's put names and let's put prospects to this. Okay, man, I'm loving this. I'm seeing all the, I guess three picks would be great since we have a lot of holes. Yeah. I like it. So the number 10 overall pick for me, and my big board, 1 through 200, is Garrett Wilson, wide receiver out of Ohio State. Now, he's my number three wide receiver. I have three wide receivers that high. Like, I do like this wide receiver class a lot. So Garrett Wilson, which even though I have the wide receivers rated that high, I think they'll fall a little bit lower in the draft. I think Garrett Wilson at 10 is a strong possibility if the Niners are picking there. I think Garrett Wilson at 10 is somewhat of a strong possibility for the Jets, even though I think they'll go O-line, D-line. But if we look at, okay, let's look at those other, okay, what would that look like? Let's jump over. What is 35, 38, and 69? So here we go. 35th player on my big board. Look at this. Christian Watson. yeah. That changes things. Number 38, Daxton Hill, safety, who I would not be shocked if he goes in the first round out of Michigan. Like him a lot. We jump down to 69. Kaiir Elam, outside corner, which a lot of people have him going in the background of the first. I didn't like him as much as other people. If you look one spot lower, Jalen Petrie out of Baylor, safety prospect. So, again, those are some guys. Yeah, and again, let's say you do take the 10th pick and you want to bounce around and all that stuff and fall back a little bit and get, which I know that, you know, is exactly what John Lynch would do. Those are some options there. Those are some really good options there. And, I mean, the names just get fun, right? Ryan says Jermaine Johnson at 10, wide receiver, second and third. Yeah, Jermaine Johnson's incredible. I'm higher on him than almost anybody else I've ever seen. I have him number 4. I'm a big Jermaine Johnson out of Florida State guy, but we'll see what that is. We'll see what that is. now, and again, let me put my GM hat on and my stance on this whole Debo thing.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props. Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds. Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks. Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you care about security and convenience, you need Eufy Video Lock. Let's just say you're sitting on the couch and you want to lock the door and you don't want to get up. Got you covered. You're wondering who's visited your house while you're away from home? Done. You want video that's stored on your device without a monthly fee? Eufy Video Lock has everything that you need. On top of that, it's easy to install. You don't have to drill anything. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver. That's it. Keyless entry, fingerprint recognition, no battery anxiety, and they have 24/7 customer support on standby for you whenever you need it. So, if you haven't yet, go to Eufy Video Lock. You can Google it. You can check out the videos and all those things. That is EUFY Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock.
And I'm 100% under the idea. If we get a King's Ransom, I'm in. Is the 10th overall pick a King's Ransom? I don't think so. Is 2 seconds and a third of King's Ransom? I don't think so. The way I see this team, and again, what have I been saying all year that my number one offseason priority is? It's to make Trey Lance, the future of this team, comfortable. That's my number one priority. If that's my priority, then how does trading Debo fit into that narrative? It does not. That's why I want a King's Ransom. Again, back to what I said 5 minutes ago. We hold the rights to his last year of his rookie contract. He cannot hold out. He cannot. You want a pitter-patter? Fine. That's awesome. Guess what? We franchise you next year and still control your rights next year in the same thing. So, as a point of leverage, and again, this is not me hating Debo. No. This is me putting on my 49ers organization, where are we in this? Yeah, right here. How do we make Debo happy? I want to keep him. Thank you, Steven. I'm with you 1,000%. Keep him. And I'd be willing to say a new hefty contract, and maybe you put something in there that says, okay, you don't get more than 50 carries a year or 40 carries throughout the regular season or no more than 4 carries per game or something along those lines. And pay him, you know, $23, $24 million a year, I'm going to bet he's pretty damn happy. Remember, this is the same guy that throws – plays catch with the fans before every game. This is the same guy that leads the team out of the locker room every game. This is the same guy that goes to Kyle Shanahan and says, give me the ball now. That's who he is. Debo ain't going to change. And so, yeah, right here, Sean. What's up, Sean? Appreciate you, man. We were talking earlier. Appreciate you, man. So just want to say thank you for your support. Yeah, I'm okay with the carry limit. Yeah, I don't want – I said even before the contract craziness started – I want Debo to be long-term and postseason healthy, which means that's a big reason why I'm so high on James Cook, the running back out of Georgia, is because I think he could alleviate a lot of that and still keep some of that explosiveness out of the backfield, which the 49ers don't currently have, I'm going to be honest, outside of Debo. But yeah, you still want a couple carries for Debo, but you could put him back there and use him as a decoy a lot, things like that. And so I think there's a lot. Now, will that be included in the contract? No, it won't. That'd be a handshake deal because contracts go public. We're not going to find out what that is, but I can tell you whenever you're watching week one or two, you'd find out pretty damn quick. All right. Yeah. They're not going to be using Debo back there. But back to Jets. Yeah. They're lowballing us. I want King's Ransom. 10th overall pick, not King's Ransom. So the question I keep getting, John, what would you do? What would it take for you to trade Debo? Okay. If that's the question, here's what I'm telling you right now. I want the number 10 pick. I want the number 38 pick, and I want a third rounder next year. That's what I want. Number 10 pick, number 38 pick this year, and their first rounder next year. Or I like this one maybe a little bit more. You give me your 2 second rounders this year and your first next year. And we could offset that with some back-end picks, whether you get our pick 93 or 105, whatever. I want 3 quality picks. That's what I want. And if Robert Saleh and them go, sorry, man, that's too much, then I say, you know what? I totally get it. No problem, man. That's a lot. We're asking a lot. And you guys have a good season. And Debo's going to have a good season with us. If nobody offers that, guess what? The 49ers just have to go through this hell for five more days. That's it. 49ers fans, five more days. Because that's when the draft. And if we get through the first round of the draft, sorry, Debo, can't trade you now, man. First round's over. We didn't get what we wanted. Sorry, man. There's just not enough draft capital out there. And he could piss and moan, and he could do all those things. I'm fine with that. Here we go. Oh, we're getting is this Brad Graham's burner account? Jay Aguayo, thank you so much for the super chat, my friend. He says, John, hypothetically, Debo for Brian Burns and the number 6 pick, is that fair? I love Brian Burns, edge rusher, incredible, so fun to watch. I just want Burns because he might get our pass rush close to 2019 levels. Yeah, now he's going to get paid. He's going to be up for an extension next year. So now we're into a little bit more cap issues. I don't think there's any way you get Burns and the 6th pick. I don't even think that's possible. I think it would be, if I'm, again, let me step into the Panthers mindset. What would they offer? Maybe Brian Burns and a 4th rounder, or Brian Burns and next year's 2nd rounder. Hell yes, I would do that drill. I would do that deal. I would do that deal. Now, Debo for the 6th pick. Now we're talking. And again, if you're just looking at the difference between number 10 and number 6, it's gigantic. The 10th pick is worth 1,300 points. The 6th pick is 1,600 points. That's a 300-point difference, which is equivalent to the number 60 overall pick in this draft, right? So I would take a lot less from the Panthers than I would from the Jets, just if I could get that 6th pick, because then I think you could get Jermaine Johnson. I think that's something there that you could get. Oh, what's up, my man, Dick Sanders? Thank you so much for the gift. I really do appreciate this. That is very, very kind of you, man. Thank you for the super chat and all the support. And Paul goes on to say, is Debo himself trolling the media? I don't know. Because Debo seems so passionate about everything, but then he'll post something and delete it and share something and delete it. Then his brother does it, then walks it back. So I don't know. But I do know his agent's earning his money. He's doing the same damn thing with A.J. Brown. Now, the one thing that I would say is DK Metcalf's got the same agent and in the exact same situation, and he ain't talking trash on nothing or nobody or causing any issues. So that's why it kind of scratches my head a little bit. Brendan, Debo is pissed because he feels he's being disrespected by the team and the fan base. I could see that. Now, what I would say to Debo is, man, look, we made the highest paid tight end, Kittle. We made the highest paid left tackle, Trent Williams. We made the highest paid linebacker, highest paid fullback. You're going to get yours. They've already come out and said they're going to get theirs. You just got to wait. When do they do contract negotiations? Guess what? They're all in the training camp time period. Now, I will say this about Kittle and about Warner. They showed up. They showed up to offseason workouts. Debo did not. So he, like, and again, if the idea is, you know, we're trying to, Debo said, I don't want him to make an offer. How legit is that? I don't know. Sin, Debo is trying to maximize his contract, I think. Yeah. And again, I want Debo to get paid, and I will celebrate that. I hope it's with the 49ers. Again, if you've heard anything this podcast, let me tell you again. I'm not trading Debo unless I get a king's ransom. I want a first, second, and third round pick spread out over 2 years. That's what I want. You give me that, I'm in. First, second, and third round pick. And that first round pick better be top 15. That's where I see it. And that's a lot. And if I was a team, I would not offer that for Debo personally. I'm being real, but that's my idea. Why sell? Why sell? He's upset. Guess what? I'll give him 25 million reasons to be happy. Jimmy G was pissed off last year. He didn't want to be here. Guess what? He played. What's up, Sean? Oh, man. Just for the content, keep killing it, man. Thank you so much, Sean. Absolutely beautiful family you have there. That looks incredible. Awesome job, man. Really appreciate the gift. Thank you so much. And yeah, that's what we're doing. Now, speaking of content, thank you, Sean. The NFL draft, obviously, we are going to be throwing the best party In the history of the 49ers content creators, at least that was the goal. That was the whole goal. We've got Fred Warner, who just the highest paid linebacker, you know, just got extended. We're going to have him on our show live in Las Vegas at the Mandalay Bay. We're going to be live all day, days one and day two of the NFL draft in Vegas. And Fred Warner and Elijah Mitchell are going to be with us live on air. So if you are going to be in Vegas, which, man, if this Debo trade does happen, good gosh, we're going to get the closest thing to instant reaction that you possibly can the 49ers captain before anybody else. So if you can go to Vegas and you want to party with us, open bar, meet and greet tickets, all that stuff. We have VIP packages available where Fred Warner will go hang out with you in your own private VIP booth. Elijah Mitchell will go hang out with you in your own private VIP booth. I mean, talk about an experience of a lifetime, whether you got kids, family, all that stuff, that's there. But if you can't make it out to Vegas, I get it. We're going to be live bringing the party to you on our YouTube channel. So make sure you tune in with us days one and day two of the NFL draft. It's going to be coverage unlike no other. This is our fourth draft covering live, but this is going to be, it's going to be epic. So 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. If you haven't got your tickets, or if you know somebody that's going to Vegas that is a Niners fan, just say, hey, I mean, good Lord. Yeah, I think our cheapest tickets are like $199 and it's open bar. Party on the strip during the busiest day of the entire year. I have seen some other NFL packages going for like $4,000 a ticket. It doesn't even include food. I should have priced it accordingly. It's okay. But we're going to be throwing an awesome party. My son's going to be there. My wife's going to be there. It's going to be just absolutely incredible. Yeah, Coach Cruz says, man, Vegas is going to be fire. I'm so excited about this. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think I have 15 jerseys to give away, things like that. So, and that's what it's about. This is what we are. We're 49ers fan. We're wackos that at 8 o'clock on a Saturday night are on here talking about Debo and this trade that could happen, might not happen, but might happen. Now, what do I think is going to eventually happen? I think Debo's going to stay on the team, and I really hope that's the case. So not only do I think it's going to happen, I hope it's going to happen. The only way that it wouldn't is if Robert Saleh and LaFleur decide to go out of their minds and pony up. Now, my bargain is probably a little richer than what they are willing to do. I think a first and second round pick get this done, whether it's the number 10 pick this year and a second next year, or, you know, the number 35 pick this year and a first next year. I think that'd get the Debo trade done. If they're willing to pay 10, should be willing to pay a little bit more. I don't know. This has been fun. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this. I just wanted to do a quick show just because, man, everything was blowing up and I wanted to take the time just to address some of these things as it was fresh on my mind and fresh on your mind. But I just want to say thank you. Subscribe if you haven't already. We're cranking up our content. It's going to be a really, really fun week. Enjoy this time. Try to keep the negative stuff out. You're a fan because you enjoy it. And the draft is all about anticipation and what is to come. So enjoy this week. And if you're listening to, let me just say this. If there are people that drive you crazy and piss you off, man, just mute them for a week. Try to enjoy this week. There's lots of good things to be had right now. The 49ers are going to get better this week. So is every other NFL team. And how much we get better, that's still up for interpretation. So just want to say thank you. And as always, stay strong, faithful.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.